We're gonna do something a little bit different again. Thank you. Look at the prop people. Thank you, Bubby. Look at that. Multi-talented. We need some microphones. And I need some people up here. I need Ulysses. I love that name. Who loves that Ulysses? It's just so American. So good. And I need Deborah and Andrea. Come on up. I've asked. Come on, give them a hand. It's on the couch with Andrew. Segment. So I've asked. Let me just get some questions. I've asked these folk to come up. It's a good old-fashioned church name, folk. To come up. I'll move back a little bit. And we're going to, for three reasons, they've got some different questions, but sometimes it's worth just doing something a little bit different and hearing about what God's been doing in people's lives. You agree? So I've got these three here. I could have picked a whole bunch more. We could be here all day. But I'm just picking these three for some reasons. So I've given them a little bit of warning is what I'm going to ask. Some have had more warning. Some have had less warning. Some have had very little warning. Some people like Deborah, you've got to make sure you give them very little warning because she's a teacher. So, but Andrea here, I'm going to start with her. So I'm going to talk to her as a new Christian. Someone that, she's not a new Christian now, but someone that got saved and came through the church. And if you know, we all know Andrea. Everyone knows Andrea? Yeah. Love her to bits. Amazing girl. And I've got to be honest, I've seen quite a massive transformation in Andrea's life. And anyone that knows her, been around her. So I'm going to ask her some questions. So we're going to give her, she's got a microphone, just want to test, say hello to the crowd.
Hello.
She's a bit nervous.
Sorry, I'm a little bit
nervous. She's a bit nervous. So be kind, everyone, be kind.
Like a deer in the headlights.
Okay, that's a good analogy, deer in the headlights. So let me start with question one. How did you come across Bay City? How did you find our church?
So I live quite close to the church, about a five-minute walk. And so my mum used to take her car to one of those mechanics here in the corner. So I kind of knew the church was here from that. And then catching the train along the train line, I knew it was there because I'd seen the Bay City sign. There, and then in 2013, I was sort of thinking about churches and starting coming to church, and I'd already been going to a friend's church in Oatley, but it wasn't really practical long term. So, I looked for a local church, and so I came onto the Bay City website and emailed, and then Mish wrote back, and the rest is history.
Beautiful. That's why we need websites, signs, because they work. So how did you make a decision for Christ? Tell us a bit about that.
So earlier in the year, it was a bit rocky and been going through some stuff. And then, I don't know, one day I was in the city and I was kind of bored. I was in a bookshop thinking about buying books, as I have a bit of a book buying obsession. And I couldn't find any books to keep me interested and occupied. So I rang a friend who goes to a church in Oatley, and it was like a call out of boredom. And he was busy that night because he had Bible study on. So just out of pure boredom, I kind of said, "Oh, can I come join you?" And so I went to his Bible study. I kept going, and then a couple of weeks later, I started going to his church. And then we had a trip to my cousin in Germany, who's the only other Christian in my family, and connected with her on a really deep level, and came home. And that's when I started wanting to come to Bay City, and then 7th of July 2013, I came to the church, and that day I answered to the altar call at the end of the service, and yeah.
Beautiful. It's interesting to note how much goes into getting someone saved, isn't it? The different contacts, you know, you're talking friends overseas, you're talking other people, other churches, other places. God weaves that all through and made a decision. So you did New Christians course.
Yeah.
How did that help? Tell us a bit of that. Did it help you understand God?
So a course that normally takes about 4 weeks, I actually did in 6 months with Mish because various things.
So you repeated.
Various things kind of cropped up along the way, and so, yeah, but anyway. So it helped me understand God through uncovering the basics and sort of recapping on some basic knowledge I already had, and it kind of also gave me someone to be accountable to, in, you know, so it got me reading the Bible, and, you know, I wasn't just left to my own devices. It sort of was structured reading and sort of learning, and yeah,
awesome.
It really helped.
Very good. So you're in church now. So how has that changed your life since coming to Bay City, since being part of a church community?
I'd say it has helped. Like, it's before I came to church, I wasn't really doing all that much with my life. I'd sort of I'd been going through some issues, and I was on some medication, and that medication would often make me quite sedated, and so I spent most of my days kind of in bed, lying around, doing not really anything with my life. So coming here kind of gave me a new structure, and, you know, and gave me some support as well, you know, through different crises, you know, pastoral care and friendships and things that developed.
Awesome. Kind of part of the community now, well and truly.
Yeah.
And very loved. You know, come on, give her a hand. Gotta skip one here, but she's now serving. Andrea's been helping out in the church.
It took me 2.5 years.
Took her 2.5 years.
Become kind of interested, but now I'm kind of doing it, and it took time, but now that I'm doing it out of my own heart and not because of anyone else, and I'm doing it with a cheerful heart.
Honestly, she is. And it's, you know, she comes in midweek. She looks after our podcasting, and I make sure that that goes up on the website. She's very faithful, dedicated to that, and other things. Does some accounts work and gets involved, and probably goes to about 2 or 3 life groups that we know of, a prayer meeting, and she's a lot of involved. And I don't know, I've seen a lot. I mean, I know a bit. I've said this to Andrea before, but when she first came into the church, if you knew Andrea, it was very much about her. And she would admit that. True?
Yeah,
you will.
I was pretty needy, and it was all about what I needed in the middle of some issue or whatever.
And, you know, a couple of years on and God doing work, you know, now she's just, her hand is up saying, hey, where can I help? How can I help someone else? And, you know, it's just amazing how God works in someone's life to change them and to rechange the world. So if you were talking to an Andrea 3 years ago, how different are you now? How?
Well, as I just, as we just said, like, I was quite needy, and, you know, at the first sign of some problem, I'd be all about my needs being fulfilled, and who can, you know, who I can talk to, and who can do whatever for me to appease that need. But it's kind of become externalized now, in that, you know, I like to try and encourage others. I like to, you know, do things for other people, and yeah.
Awesome. And you know, I think when you, one of the, for me, the most noticeable aspects of God working in someone's life is their selflessness. Would you agree? When you see God working in someone's spirit and it starts to change them from the inside out, because Christ is all about others, not, you know what I mean? He is the creator of the universe, but what did he come? He came here to serve, not to be served. Do you know what I mean? So when God works in someone's life, you start to see that heart come out. Well done. Give her a hand. Well done, Andrew. She was nervous about it. She did brilliant. So we're going to skip Deb for a second. And girl, boy, we're going to go to Ulysses. It's like saying that name. So how did you come across Fine Bay City Church, Ulysses?
That's the extended family.
Yeah.
I think for me, it was Melissa and I were in a bad way, and I was so disconnected from the family, I didn't realize that she was taking off on Sundays. I'm thinking, okay. So once I got my head out of the clouds and started asking questions like, you know, where are you going? You know, where are you going? And ended up with, as I said, our extended family, she was coming to Bay City Church. And I'm thinking, well, if you can do it, I can do it, you know. So, but when I think one of the first times that I'd come to church, it was some form of, I think it was Easter, I think it was. And there was a production on where Rocky was playing the devil, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's it. Scared me straight. You know, I'm like, oh. I'm like, so I better get to church, find out what's happening, and make sure I'm going up and not down. So I'm very happy. I mean, I love Bay City. I look around at all these people here, and everyone, it's an extended family. You know, you get to learn a little bit more about everybody all the time, and I'm still missing faces and names, but just hang in there. I'll work out your names and put your faces together soon, I promise.
Beautiful. Tell us about you making a decision, a personal decision for Christ. How did that come about?
Most Saturdays I'm a golfer, and I only mean that because sometimes I play better than I do. I try to go every Saturday, but it doesn't look like golf every Saturday. But I play with a guy who he's a born-again Christian. You know, he'd been through hard times. He'd gone to jail, and he was always at me. He all the time. You know, I remember the very first time I met him, he says, "Are you a believer?" And I just looked at him. I'm like, am I a believer of what? You know, as a kid, I was in I was a Baptist in church, you know, from a broken family. Mother threw us all in church more as a nursery rather than us learning about God. And then just over time, you know, I picked up bits and pieces. But as I got older, I realized, I'm like, you know, and Melissa would bring it up too, you know, maybe we should think about going to church, you know, and we oomed and awed after a while. But I think it was really cemented when Jerry and Ann came into our lives, because we just kind of saw, well, okay, if they're successful in their everyday life, no matter what struggles they're having or any one of us are having, they always maintain the same level of, you always know what you're getting from them. And that's the strength of their belief in God, you know? So I'm like, that's what I'd like to have for my family as well, so.
So you did New Christians course? Did that?
I did. I did bits with Chris, and I did some with Lourdes as well. I saw her earlier. Oh, there she is over there. I may have missed a module, though. I can't
oh,
remember.
You still got to catch up. Well, she'll be on you. She'll chase you down.
I think like Andrea, I might have got set back a couple times. You know, I missed it.
Right. That's awesome. So whose life group do you go to? Ann and Jerry. So tell us about your life group. How important is life group to you and your faith? And you can say what you like, Ulysses.
Hey, you want the Hollywood version? Or it's very involved. You know, you think sometimes, I don't know what the other life groups are like, but I've thought a couple of times maybe going to Richard's life group, because I think, is it an all male life group? Where are you at, Richard? I saw you earlier. Is it all male at your life group? And I thought about, well, you know, maybe try that. But the more I go to Ann and Jerry's, and I did see that kind of mix of, you know, the kids are there, and just a little bit of everybody's. I thought it's really involved. You know, we all take our part in reading, and there's answer sessions at the end. It just really, everybody, it's a really close family. So I just can't see myself going anywhere else at the minute. You know, I don't make all of them. You know, sometimes I'm just too lazy, you know. And but when I do go, I have a great time, you know, and I do learn. So
awesome. I love that. It's family, isn't it? So you serve now.
I do, yes.
So what do you tell us what you do in the church?
Ushering, and every once in a blue moon, I do the welcome team. It's been a while, though.
Yeah.
So, but it's good. I like it, and I like getting involved, and I think Melissa and I both are people person. That's where we're at. We're serving. She's doing the welcome, and I'm doing the usher / welcome.
They're a great couple, and great. Well, give them a hand. Great to have around, and well done. Fantastic. Deb. So, this is Deborah. Everyone knows Deborah, don't they? Deborah Samuel. If you don't know Deb, you soon will. She gets around. And how did you find Bay City?
We'd come from Africa in 2010. And we were going to my mom's church, but right off the bat, we knew that wasn't the church for us simply because of what we'd been asking God for when we were in Africa. So we knew that was the church we'd go to while we lived with my mom, but that was not our church. And so the search was on. And what happened is I was talking to my mom on a Saturday, and my brother Tanaka, I think most of you know him, we're talking about church, and I'm saying to my mom, this is what I saw. It was a multicultural church. It had all races and creeds, and it just looked like heaven. This is literally what I'm saying to my mom. My brother's going out to party, by the way, and he goes, you're looking for a church? Yeah. And then he gives me two other churches, and then he goes, but go to Bay City. Oh, okay. I do nothing about it because that's not much information. And several weeks down the line, I'm at my mom's house again. This time, my brother's actually drunk. And he says, you still looking for a church? And I said, yeah. And then he goes, you can go to this church. And then he says, but if you're serious, go to Bay City. Let me give you context. This guy's not a churchgoer, and he's giving me information. So my mom and I look at each other. Anyway, my mom came here first, and she just, because the kids were sick, we're going to come together, and she called me. She said, yep, that's the place. And a few weeks later, I came here, met Lourdes. It was like talking to an old friend, which made me comfortable right away, and I just said, I'm not going anywhere else. It felt like the place, and that was it. But the interesting bit is, so my family and I have told this story to everybody in this church. My brother finally meets Pastor Andrew, and he invites him to come, and so he comes, and we're standing together. Pastor A doesn't even know that's my brother. And I say, this is the brother that told me to come here. And he goes, huh? This is my brother. He goes, huh? And then he said, why would I tell you to come to this church when I've never been here? So turns out that was just God literally giving us direction through Balaam's donkey.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was at the NRMA, and I was speaking to this young guy there, and it happens to be Deb's brother. And then I invited him to church, and he looked at me, and he says, I'm going to come. And I said, you know what, I think you will. And he came back next Sunday. He turned up, and then I had no idea. Then I found out, yeah, there was like, oh, there's my brother. I'm like, what? Anyway, yeah, exciting.
And to this day, he actually gets upset because my mom will tell the story, and he'll be like, why would I tell you that? I had never been to Bay City until. So for several years, we came to a church that we were recommended by someone who'd never been here.
Wow. Isn't that good? All forms of advertising. Gee, I don't know how to build on that one. Last question, because we're getting a little bit over, but, you know, we believe in healing in this place. We really do. And we pray for it on a Monday night. We pray for it in our services, across our life groups. And I've got to be honest, I mean, over the years, we've seen some great healings and a lot of answered prayer. And just to focus, Deb's got a story. Why don't you just share about your healing experience that you've had?
I've actually had several.
Okay. Well, the most recent one, I think that's what we're talking about.
Well, in fact, I think I'll tell the one that everybody knows. It was New Year's Eve, and I fell down the stairs. And long story short, injured my leg really, really badly. It was a bad injury. And so ended up at the hospital, and I remember being in pain, severe pain. And it was to the point that my body went into shock. And so I was shaking, like literally I was in the wheelchair and my body was rattling, like I was having a seizure. It looked like I was having a seizure, but my body was in shock. And anyway, I'll tell that part at the end. Anyway, I'm there. I get my report. They have x-rays. I get my report. My ligaments are gone. I've damaged my heel. There's some pain in my knee. Long story short, doctor says, this injury is bad. And we're going to give you crutches. You're not going to be able to go to work for a while. Yay. And you're not going to be able to go to work for a while. And you'll probably be able to bring the crutches back in 12 weeks. So in 3 months, that's when you'll be able to start applying pressure to the leg, to start applying pressure. And I'm in tears, okay? I was crying, and my mom was rubbing my hand, and I said, no, I don't know how, but on Monday I'm going to work. And the doctor says, no, listen, this is what has happened. And my mom's an emergency room nurse. That's her specialty. So she's rubbing my hand, and she's saying, no, listen to the doctor. And I'm saying, I don't know how, but I'm going to work on Monday. And so that was that. Came into church on Sunday on my crutches. The interesting thing is that morning my daughter had said, are you going to go with both shoes? And I said, no, one leg's, you know, it's in bandages, and I just need the one shoe. And she said, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. So we walk into church. First person I met at the door was Joe Garcia. And right away, Joe prays for my leg. No difference. I come in and sit next to Brian. And I'll be honest, I did not put up a prayer request because I was convinced that God would heal me. And what happened is Joe ran up and put in the prayer request. Let's pray for Deb's leg. And so Brian lays his hands on me. And I remember that one of my crutches was a few chairs down the line. And in the middle of the prayer, I feel a presence, like literally around me. But it's different. It doesn't feel God in the way that you feel God in worship. You know, when you feel that loving presence of God. This one frightens me, to be honest. And so I'm comforted by the fact that Brian's holding me, you know, because he had his hand on my shoulder. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? So the crutch is a few chairs down, and we just hear a crash. The crutch falls. No one's holding it. It falls. And in that same time, I kid you not, it felt like something had been pulled out of my leg. And at the same time, something has replaced it. And right away, because there's a searing pain all the way down my leg, it's gone. That pain is gone. But there's still some pain in my heel. And I'm like, whoa. Okay. Then after the service, Joe comes again. I knew I was healed because the worst pain was gone. But Jo comes and she says, "Are you good?" And I'm thinking, "Yes, I'm good." And she says, and I said, "But there's a little pain in the heel." And Joanne just says, "Nah, we'll pray. You're walking out of here." And I think I took 3 steps. I don't know at which point all the pain just left. So I actually walked from about where Kim is to the door, and then I was in total shock. And I came back in, and I just started running around the auditorium. Many of you saw it, and I was just, I was screaming, "I'm healed, I'm healed." But I know we're over. There's just one thing I want to say is, I remember going home disturbed because I said to God, "What was that presence? It didn't feel like you. What was that?" And God said, "You summoned me by my word, so I was there to do work." And what had happened is when I was in shock at the hospital, I did not pray, "Oh Lord, please heal me. I don't want to lie to you." I said, "You say you're a healer, do your job." And so that was God responding to me and saying, "When I came for business. I wasn't there to love you. I was there to take away the pain, and that was a business transaction." And I've since injured that same leg again. And again, miraculously, God has healed me. So he does what he says he will do, but summon him by his word.
Very good. I agree with that. You know, God invests the authority in us. When we speak with authority, we're speaking what through that authority that Christ has given us. Amen? So we're not being arrogant. We're actually just speaking in the authority that we've been given, that he's paid for us. Beautiful. Amazing. You know, there's so many people in our church. God's doing so many things right across our church. I could have a whole heap of people up here. Never underestimate what God's doing. He's always up to something. Sometimes you go through seasons where you don't see a great deal or what have you. But, you know, you see people that have, you know, been set free and on a road to freedom and coming out of their shell and emerging into someone amazing, I think. Andrea, I think God's only just begun with you. And I actually think your serving is so significant because it's just emptying yourself of yourself and allowing Christ to get a hold of you in such a significant way. And Deb, you know, there's an authority on you. There's authority when you speak the word. And I think that's just going to increase. And Ulysses, you've just got such an incredible heart. You know, the word, like, you're just uncomplicated. And I think God's going to use the way that you've connected with God. It's just uncomplicated. So he's going to use that testimony to bring people into the kingdom of God. You approach it so natural. You've made it such a natural yet powerful change. You know, it's quite a hard thing for a gentleman in their later stages of their life to turn their whole life around and become a Christian. It's not that common. And I think you've done it so naturally and so beautifully that you just reflect God. It's awesome. Amen? Give them a hand, all of them. Why don't we stand to our feet? We're going a bit over because it's daylight saving. You've had a few extra hours there. Why don't we stand? Why don't we just pray before we go? We're going to finish up here and now. Don't forget a couple of things before we finish. If you haven't got yourself a shoebox for supporting our Cambodia project, I really would encourage you to go up to that back desk. Sheila will be up there afterwards, straight afterwards. Sheila and team. Yeah, and put your name down so we can support the Cambodia project. Be brilliant. Don't forget, guys, next Saturday here, 8:30 for a men's breakfast. It's exciting. Why don't you close your eyes for a moment? God, we just thank you for all that you're doing. God, you know every single person in this room, and you're at work in everyone's lives. And God, we need not underestimate what you're up to in our lives. whether it's a relatively quiet season or where there's a lot going on or where there's a lot of change, God, we know that as we press into you, that your process of sanctification, of making us more like you, God, is continually working in our lives. And God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the testimonies of salvation that are right out across this church and for all those that have given their lives to Christ, God. I thank you for our life groups, God, and for the constant change that they bring into people's lives by bringing people into a place where they can do Christian life together. God, where we can change and allow community to help change us by those that we get to know. And God, we believe in healing in this house. And God, we thank you for the testimony, God. And I thank you, God, as we look at our prayer requests, the amount of testimonies we get back from those that have been healed, God. And God, we desire more and we desire greater healings right across our church. And we thank you for those that you've given us, but we're in expectation for what you're going to give us in the future. And God, we just pray for your protection of every household, every family represented here. And in Jesus' mighty name, and everybody said, amen.